Eunice, Eunice, Moore, Moore, 9661, 12-12-23. This is a 62-year-old woman who used to work for prison system, somewhat obese, lives at home now with her granddaughter, Tishba, who's her primary caregiver, period. New paragraph, she's homebound with history of chronic back pain, COPD, hypertension, obesity, sleep apnea, right-sided heart failure, and fetal edema, period. New paragraph, she used a cane to get around because of history of failed back syndrome. Surgery has been back surgery, hysterectomy for cervical cancer, carpal tunnel surgery. Medication C-list, allergy C-list, COVID immunizations up to date, recent hospitalization about a year ago for exacerbation of COPD. Social, she's a smoker, she doesn't want to quit smoking. She lives with her granddaughter Tisha, who's her primary caregiver, and she doesn't drink alcohol. Review of system, in the past month or so she's been very weak. She's having trouble walking. She's seen her heart doctor and her primary care doctor, who told her that she has severe COPD. They recommend for her to be on oxygen, but have not gone through providing her oxygen supply company. She uses a nebulizer on a regular basis. She has hypertension and fetal edema related to right-sided heart failure, most likely related to pulmonary hypertension, secondary to COPD and or sleep apnea, period. She is also short of breath by just walking from the couch to the TV. She uses a cane. She's in severe pain despite being on pain medication and has a hard time ambulating. She has not driven for some time now. Family history, mom died of heart disease, dementia, dad died of old age, had some kind of blockage in his colon, most likely related to colon cancer. Patients under social put down, never been married, has three children. Does smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Review of system as above. An exam, Ms. Moore is an obese 62-year-old black woman who's in no distress. Heart failure, and ascites in the abdomen. Assessment number one, COPD. Number two, end-stage COPD, designated by her primary care physician. Number three, patient is in need of oxygen. Number four, she's using a nebulizer. Number five, patient's using minoxidil for her blood pressure, but because of shortness of breath, her blood pressure is elevated. Number five, need blood pressure check. Number six, I had next to this patient is in agony related to her pain, shortness of breath, and anxiety. Patient's taking Xanax for her anxiety related to air hunger and end-stage COPD, which is working partially at this time. Thank you.